Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The CSO, of course, is well known to us all. They are responsible, or they have taken on the responsibility, rather, of keeping the community safe. It's the Community Security Organization. They are raising funds and targeting this year, to make sure that they can continue looking after the community. Javon Greenblatt, Director of Operations at the CSO, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Very good, Howard. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. Firstly, can you just give us a sense as to how we are as a community in terms of security and in terms of possible concerns?
So, obviously, in South Africa, there are threats and concerns that we do have. We have an environment that is ripe for ideological organizations and ideological groups to thrive from a political point of view, from a crime point of view, and from a terrorism point of view. There are major concerns. I mean, thank God as a country, we haven't had to, as a community, we haven't had to deal with a terrorist threat against our community. But I put that largely down to the proactive nature of our community, who has been very supportive of CSO over the years. And when we started this organization 27 years ago, many people asked, well, what's the need? We said, it's not about, you know, what's going to happen today. It's about preparing for what may happen down the line and coming in the future. And we've spent the last 27 years building infrastructure, very, very powerful infrastructures to protect our community. As an organization, we're considered a world leader in providing security and empowering our community to secure itself, which is actually the key word. It's not about the CSO protecting the community, and it's not about anyone else protecting the community. You never outsource your personal security to anyone else. You take personal responsibility for your safety, the safety of your family, the safety of your friends, and the safety of your community. And I think that is the power of the CSO, is that although we do go out and we do protect, and we have absolutely phenomenal, amazing, dedicated volunteers that give up really like more than you could ever know to protect others and to look after others and to ensure that we don't have to deal with what we're seeing in the States at the moment. It really is up to each and every single individual to take a personal sense of responsibility and, you know, at least become vigilant and aware, but at best to get involved in the CSO. And we're actually doing a lot of work with organizations in the United States who are coming to us and saying, well, we were a little late into the game. What do we do now? And we're guiding and supporting them in preparing, rather late than ever, but in preparing for what is to come and what the world is seeing.
In terms of the South African approach, there's definitely been rising temperatures with regard to negativity about the community from government. We've certainly spoken about it a lot on the show, where the Jewish community here is feeling a little bit more marginalized. There's a lot more rhetoric about Israel, apartheid, the apartheid allegations. All of this has got to add to the concern that the CSO has for the safety of the community.
Absolutely. And we always say words turn to actions. And if you ignore that history of that lesson of history, then you're doomed to repeat it. And throughout history, we haven't seen just suddenly this explosion of anti-Semitism and hatred that turns into violence and it came out of nowhere. You can always trace it back to actions taken, whether they be political, whether they be social actions taken. And what we're seeing now coming out of government definitely normalizes anti-Semitism. And the minute that anti-Semitism is normalized, it becomes more acceptable to act on those actions. And this is the lesson of the Holocaust. I mean, this is the lesson of every single massacre, whether it's against, you know, whether it's a Jewish-focused thing or whether it's not. I mean, in Rwanda, same thing. Words turn to actions, and we have to be very, very careful not to ignore this and say, it's okay, they're just talking, they just, you know, it's just political. It's not political. because there are people that are prepared to act on this, whether it's in an official capacity or whether it becomes that lone wolf actor like we saw in Texas recently. He believed the tropes and he believed the anti-Semitic rhetoric that he'd been hearing. And that's why he chose the Jews as his target.
Absolutely. And it just takes, unfortunately, one person. The CSO funding, how does that work? How is the CSO funded?
This is a telethon. So we've been doing this for the last 3 or 4 years. We come together over a 48-hour period. So today it is starting at 9 o'clock this morning, and it is running for the next 48 hours through to tomorrow afternoon. Sorry, it's starting at the lines open at 10 o'clock. They run through to 6 o'clock this evening. And then tomorrow we open once again at 10 o'clock and they run through to 6 o'clock. There are a number of ways that people can donate. Number one, they can phone our call center. And I'll give you the number. It's 011-551-1200. So they can phone through and we have people on the lines waiting to take their calls and take their donations. Alternatively, they can go through to our website, our FundNation website. And that is www.fundnation.org/CSOJHB. So that is the website, and they can donate directly on the website, or they can email donations@cso.org.za, and someone will contact them and arrange for their donations. And then also we have people coming in throughout the day. We are running our event. We're having community members and volunteers and people coming through to make phone calls. So please expect phone calls from our volunteers today. They're going to phone. It's for a good cause. This is an organization and security does require funding. That funding is used and it all goes directly towards the security of the community and empowering and training this community to protect itself. So that's really what we're doing. The amazing thing about this, and thank you to our amazing donors, is that every single rand that you donate will be tripled. So amazing. For every one rand, our donors are going to triple that amount. So please God, by the end of this period, we have reached our target of 5 million. This is our primary fundraising effort of the year. We do hold others throughout the year, because our budget does sit closer to 20 million rand a year. But this is one of the primary fundraising efforts. And you know, we survive and we exist because we are the community and the community is us. And we rely on the community to assist us in funding their security and assist us in funding the empowerment of our community.
Absolutely, and we do urge people to get behind the CSO, offer them as much support as you are able to do. They play a critical part in our community. Javon Greenblatt, Director of Operations at the CSO, good luck for the next 48 hours, and hopefully you will be successful.